This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli army said Tuesday its forces are battling Hamas fighters inside Gaza's largest city, signaling a major new stage a month into a war that has claimed thousands of lives and leveled swaths of the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is likely to maintain control of security in Gaza once Hamas is defeated. The move into Gaza City risks a further escalation in casualties 1 month into the war. Gaza's busiest thoroughfare has become a terrifying escape route for Palestinian civilians running for their lives from heavy combat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some report shots being fired at them and said they saw bodies along the way, while many escape with just the clothes on their back. Meanwhile, in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, five bodies, including three children, were pulled out from the rubble of destroyed buildings after the area was hit by an Israeli airstrike. An Associated Press journalist saw the victims being recovered while first responders continued the search for survivors. Ahmed Al-Najjar, a general director at the Education Ministry in Gaza, tells the AP he and his families were victims of the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Republican Party members in the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday were joined by the families of four of the over 200 hostages taken when Hamas stormed Israeli towns on October 7th, marking 1 month since the aggression.
I'm here because it's been 30 days. Every day is like eternity to me, and I can't wait any longer.
Doris Lieber, who's a parent of a hostage, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress has passed measures to